Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live
Pop
on the
Jay.
Air
Pop
for you, Jay, just like we're going to read this one live. This one could be yours. You never know whose it is.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
All right. Thank you, MTV Award nominee. Subject, all of my ex's friends are fine, okay? Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 31-year-old single female, and I met a really good man on a dating app. We're from the same city, and we know a lot of the same people. We dated for 3 months, and he revealed to me that he went to college with my ex-boyfriend and didn't want me to run off by telling me that up front. I was cool with it, but my ex-boyfriend wasn't, and when he found out, he called to tell me his friends were off limits. I dated my ex-boyfriend for 5 years, and his friends would openly flirt with me and make inappropriate comments often, and he would just laugh it off. I must admit that all of my ex's friends are fine. But I never wanted any of them until I met the guy on the dating site. His sex was amazing, but I ended things with him out of respect for my ex-boyfriend. After a while, I was back on the dating scene, but not having much luck. Then I ran into a guy that used to work with my ex-boyfriend. He invited me to a Sip and See art exhibition that was in town. I went to the gallery the next night, and he cornered me and said he'd always wanted to get to know me better, but he couldn't because of my ex. I could feel his eyes on my body all night as I walked around. He kissed me on my neck before I left, and he asked me if he could see me again, but in a more private setting so he could get to know me much better. I know that if I'm ever alone with him, we will definitely have sex because the sexual tension is thick. I'm willing to risk my ex-boyfriend hating me. That's how bad I want this man. Yeah. My inner whore is telling
what?
That's what I said, Junior. My inner whore is telling me to have sex with him and tell my ex to mind his business. Would it be wrong to mess around with this guy? Mm. Are there any more guys in town besides your ex's friends? All right, I mean, you got to get out of this circle and break out, okay? Obviously, it's a small town, and these guys have been coveting you since, you know, you were with your ex for those 5 years. I just think this is too messy of a situation. You still talk to your ex, and he's still friends with his friends. These guys are still his friends. It's awkward. It's got that pass-around vibe, which you don't want. And you already, you know, had two in this group come at you like that. So tell your inner whore, as you called it, no, you will not have sex with your ex's friends, no matter how fine they are and how thick the sexual tension is. Just say no, keep it clean. There are plenty of guys I'm sure that you can date without having to date your ex's friends. Jay?
Huh. Huh. Why would you have to why would you have to work so hard when the sex is right there? Why you got to go out and get all dressed up and go to the club and they right there. Hit it and quit it. You want to go through the whole group? In fact, when he left,
what?
He left his ex-friends. He left you and he left his friends. He left every damn body. He just took his ass to school and just left every damn body. So you on your own. They right there. They're there. They're there for the taking. Hit it, quit it. See what he's working with. No, no. He left everybody. He left his friends. He left you. So if he left you, that means he left. The word left means he gone. Mean he not there no more. Mean he not around. That's what left mean. That what left mean to me. He left you alone. He left you alone, and you don't want to be alone. Go through the whole damn bunch. When he bring his ass back, he got to get new friends because they damn sure won't be talking to him. Yes, you're right. You got to get brand new friends with your little smart ass self. Won't go to college and leave me here with all these fine friends. Go ahead, girl. Enjoy your damn self. Go and enjoy yourself. You been wanting to hit it. You been wanting to hit it with all of them. Knock them out the box, y'all. Knock them out the
knock
box.
Knock them out the box, Rick.
I must apologize for Jay's answer. come on, Junior. What you got? All of my ex's friends are fine.
No, this is against the rules. No, mm-hmm. No. You need another city is what you need. Because it sounds like the population in this city is 4. And 3 of them is your ex's friend and you. That's I don't see how you could do this. This is not something I would do. I mean, do you want to just get with everybody, Carl? No? Do you know Carl? Okay, well, then we go back to get together, then.
That's what it seems like, right, Junior?
Yeah. You went to preschool with Carl? Oh, we got to get together,
come
then. I'm not going to do this. What? Y'all on the same little league team? We got to get together then. Because it's all called friends. That's it. Y'all go everywhere. Man, no, yes. You cannot do this. No, that is no. Man, men don't do that. If my boy got a girl he used to date and they break up, I don't go over there. Mm. That's not how that works. You went to church with Carl. No. We got to do this.
It was just one time. It was just one time, though.
Yeah. It ain't. Yeah, it just, all of it.
We only prayed together one time. Now that was it.
Carl is not here. I'm with you, Tony. Carl's not here. Carl ain't here.
Oh man, woo. That's a lot.
Nah, thank you, Junior. All right, coming up, we'll hear from the MTV Award nominee. All right, we'll be back with the nephew. All my ex's friends are fine. At 23 minutes after the hour, we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, come on. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. All of my ex's friends are fine. 31-year-old single female called in. Wrote in. She met a really good man on a dating app. They're from the same city. They know a lot of the same people. They dated for 3 months. Then he told her that he was a friend of her ex's. She was okay with it, but her ex found out, and he said he was not cool with it and that his friends are off limits. She dated her ex for 5 years, then they broke up. His friends would openly flirt with her and make inappropriate comments, and at that time, her ex would just laugh it off. But now, he's not interested in her dating any of his boys, so she broke it off with that guy. Then she met another guy at an art exhibition, and, you know, the sexual tension between them was really thick. She wanted to get with him, but she's trying to find out, would it be wrong to mess with this guy who was also a friend of her ex? I said absolutely not. Jay said, why not? Junior said no. And Tommy, you say what? All of my ex's friends are fine.
I say let your inner hold your out. You got to let it out. Yo, inner hojo, you got to let it out. You can't keep the hojo pent in. It's nothing worse than a pent up hojo. It's just bad. All right, you can get sick when you don't let your hojo out. You gotta let your hojo out. You know what I'm saying? You get sick to your stomach. That's how you get stomach ulcers and stuff like that. Cause you like, why? What's wrong with you? I ain't let my hojo out. My hojo is pent up. You got to let your hojo out. People be getting asthma and stuff. Can't breathe. You know why? Got that hojo pent up in there. Let your hojo out. Okay? You got acid reflux. I don't know. I just keep feeling like, I don't know what it is. And it burn up here. What is that? That's your hojo. Let your hojo out. When you release yourself and let your hojo out, you'll be surprised how free you are. So all of him, I'm with Jay, all of his friends, get them out your system. And look at how free you gonna be. Ain't nothing wrong with you.
Can I add to it?
You know what, Jay? It's like a cleanse. It's like a hojo cleanse. You know, you release things like that. You know, you let your hojo out.
Can I add to it?
You know, like it's like woosah. Come on, Charlotte. Charlotte. Hojo.
What did you want to add, Jay?
I want to
add. Oh, y'all can't hear me. Release this hojo.
Just let your hoe go.
I hate both of you. Both of
yes.
You won't know this is not right. You wouldn't want your ex dating any of your boys.
Let's say something. How many people like their ex? Don't nobody like their ex. So why are we worried about his feelings? Why does it matter? Why should I be worried about his feelings when I'm pent over here with this hojo? No. No, it's either him or my hojo. What's it going to be?
Let your
hojo out, man. Release yourself.
All his friends, though, he know too many people, Tommy. They go, you know, Carl.
Exactly.
Y'all just take baths together. What? Oh, we got to get together. We got to.
Yeah, I would go out with some of his friends in front of him. Why not?
It's just not something that we do, you know? I don't know.
Then why don't we start? Let's start doing something we don't normally do. Oh, let's try
think
that.
Think outside of the box.
Yes.
This lady got
let's
a
see
lot
if that
of
works.
Hojo pent up inside of her. It needs to be released. It needs
let
to be
that
let
that
out.
Hojo out.
Let
okay? Why do I visualize a man with a Jerry Curl dripping right now?
Wow.
Let your hojo out, girl. We're worrying about this man that you don't even date no more. You ain't got nothing to do with him. We're not gonna be just losing good men because everybody know him.
You don't owe an ex a damn thing.
They still talk, and he's still friends with his friends. So those are the two things.
That's about to change.
What do the don't look like the friends give a damn, Shirley?
They don't. Well, they don't. Obviously, they don't. Okay. But she should.
Everybody trying to let their hojo out, even the guys.
Yeah. Find some other guys if she wants to let it out. Find some other guys that aren't his friends.
But he know too many damn people.
Yeah, he know too many people. You're going to be dating a long time.
You know a whole stadium of people. That's too many people. We can't find nobody.
What? Y'all was in a play together. Did we got to date?
Y'all need to cut his friend. He's gonna cut his friend list down when he get back. He ain't gonna see he don't have that many friends as soon as he get back.
Carl, this is obviously crazy. John. You know John. That's an awkward introduction. That's
it's just I don't get it.
Y'all was
in
the third
grade
together?
I know it happens. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I know it happens. I know it does happen. Mm-hmm. But this is just too close, I think, personally.
Y'all on the AAU team. You got to get together. AAU. Everybody know. Golly.
She said they're fine, though. She says they're fine.
There's got to be a limit, though, somewhere. Yeah. We got to be able to cut it off.
Really?
I mean, a limit on this, on how many people he know. We got to be able to, it's got to be somewhere where we can say, okay, I can go out with this dude.
You don't need but three friends, and that's it. He got too many damn friends. I'm with you.
All right, listen, post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand, too, please. Coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, our girl, Cheryl Underwood, from The Talk, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com. or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.